Well, I'm so glad. We have this nifty tool here that we haven't had in a while. We got it back. It's called Topic Pulse. It's the coolest thing. And what we can see using it is what struck a chord with the public, so then we'll know and we'll talk about it, right? We can actually see the demographic of the people that it hit. We can see what, you know, what's striking a chord, what's not, what they're liking, clicking, sharing, or just reading, and what is not something they care about. Supposed to help us get better ratings, and you know, the management loves it, blah, 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 blah. But the reason I love it is I can see what Trump does that strikes a chord. Trump struck a chord yesterday. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But first, I want you to know what else struck a chord. All of Kamala's positions changing. Look, you and I, we're talk radio listeners. We're the most politically sophisticated and informed people on earth. We are, bar none, okay? So we're all like, her position on this, that, and that, that's what we care about, right? Regular person, they're busy. They don't have time for that. But they don't like a phony. They don't like a lying phony and a lying fake. Can't stand that. Whether it's their next door neighbor, their boss, or their friend, or someone they thought was their friend. One of the big things trending yesterday was this. Kamala Harris and the fake voice, Southern accent, some people called it, but it was really a black accent that she used in Georgia. That was trending yesterday. That was a big deal. That hit hard. Where'd that come from? Oh, X. Nobody would see anything that's real if it weren't for X. People are sharing video off X. There is a powerful video out there right now. One of the first things that she did, Olympic ceremony style, when you begin something, we used to say a prayer in America. Now you go pay homage to a drag queen who uses a stripping pole. That's just what you do if you're a Democrat instead of saying a prayer. So she did what Democrats do. She made a voyage to pay homage to the RuPaul drag show. One of the first things she did when her campaign kicked off, right? This is what they do now. Same thing with the Olympic ceremony. Listen to the normal voice she used. This is trending right now. People are interested in this. This is how she normally talks, which for most Americans, a lot of Americans don't know how she normally talks. They're not paying attention to her. Largely because, by the way, remember Biden stuffed her in the closet. She was so unpopular. She was down to a 28% approval rating, and then she stopped doing public appearances, right? So a lot of Americans don't know who she is, or they don't know much about her. This was a normal Kamala Harris voice, okay?
We are all in this together, and your vote is your power. So please make sure
okay.
Your voice is
okay. So it's a two-part video. This is what's trending. Here's the voice she used to talk to black people in Georgia.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
So here's her RuPaul drag queen voice.
We are all in this together, and your vote is your power. So please make sure.
This is black Kamala, the fake Kamala.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
People were big into that yesterday. All right. Now, look what Trump did. There's some on our side freaking out about this. You know me, I'm a tough Trump critic. I will tell you if he screwed up. I don't pull any punches. We deal in reality on this show. A lot of people on our side saying Trump screwed up yesterday. Oh, he shouldn't have said she's not black. Really? Because it was one of the top trending things yesterday. Whole country was looking at it. It was huge. Why? For the same reason the Kamala fake black voice in Georgia was trending. Because she's fake. She's fake. And American people may not always be the most sophisticated about issues. They hate a phony. And let me tell you what, Trump nailed it yesterday with this. And you know how you know he nailed it? The people in the audience are black. He's talking to the Black Journalists Association. And they're with him. Not the wench. And she was a jerk. Not the black woman interviewing him. They were with Trump. Trump nailed this, and you can tell by the reaction of the audience. Take a listen to what he said. This was risky. Not gonna lie to you about that, but he did not mess up here. He wanted, this is not a gaffe, this is not Trump going off script. He wants black people to take a good look at her and see, she is not one of you. She's not. She's going to pretend she is like she did in Georgia. She's one of them. And look, they know this, okay? She could not carry the black vote in that primary. She couldn't get to 3%. She couldn't get the white vote. She couldn't get the black vote. Trump is reminding them why they didn't vote for her. That was their instinct. They didn't go for her. He's saying your instinct was right, and here's why. This was hilarious. By the way, the crowd loved it.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one.
College.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she went, she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that she
is? I think somebody should look into that too when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Did you hear them laughing? He nailed that. And that is a hard man, a really hard thing for a white man to do in front of a black audience. A very, very hostile, potentially black audience. He nailed that. That was exactly the thing to say. And everybody's talking about it this morning. You know how I can tell? I got that topic pulse back and I logged in. Everybody's talking about that. It's everywhere. It's trending with men. It's trending with women. It's trending with across all the age groups. Why? Because Americans hate a phony. That was the purpose of that. That, and it was brilliant. And again, you heard the audience almost entirely black. They were with him, not her. He's reminding them, she's not one of you. She doesn't think she's one of you. She thinks she's better than you. And she thinks you're not that bright. And that's why when she goes into Georgia, she talks like this.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Brilliant performance by Trump yesterday. He nailed it. I'll tell you why coming up next.